Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 26th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. Fresh U.S. strikes on Iran are raising new questions about whether diplomacy can survive the latest escalation. The Pentagon says American forces targeted missile sites and boats near the Iranian port city of Bandar Abbas after vessels allegedly attempted to place mines in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. Central Command described the operation as self-defense aimed at protecting troops and maintaining shipping access through the strategic waterway. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said talks with Iran are still ongoing and pointed to upcoming negotiations involving Qatar. Iranian officials acknowledged some progress, but stressed that no agreement is close. The proposed framework reportedly includes extending the ceasefire and reopening the strait. Markets and governments across the region are now watching closely to see whether the fragile diplomacy can hold. Another news. In California, emergency crews say they have avoided a potentially catastrophic industrial disaster. Officials in Orange County announced Monday that the threat of a massive explosion from a damaged chemical tank has been eliminated after overnight operations reduced pressure inside the container. The tank held thousands of gallons of methyl methacrylate, a highly flammable chemical used in plastics manufacturing. Fire crews spent days spraying the tank with water as temperatures rose and pressure built dangerously. Although the risk of a boiling vapor explosion is now off the table, about 16,000 residents remain under evacuation orders because of concerns about a possible leak. Authorities say no chemicals are currently escaping. The incident triggered a state of emergency and highlighted growing concerns over industrial safety in densely populated areas. Around the world, Iran's new supreme leader is sending a warning to Washington and its regional allies. Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei said Tuesday that Middle Eastern nations would no longer serve as shields for U.S. bases, in remarks published as part of his annual Hajj message. The statement came hours after fresh American strikes inside Iran and amid ongoing negotiations over a possible ceasefire deal. Khamenei claimed the United States was losing influence in the region and praised Iran's so-called axis of resistance, which includes allied groups across the Middle East. He also described Israel as a cancerous tumor nearing collapse. Iran's leadership continues to frame the conflict as a broader struggle against American and Israeli influence. Meanwhile, indirect talks between Washington and Tehran are still focused on sanctions, maritime security, and nuclear concessions. Another news. The Quad Alliance is trying to regain momentum with new projects across the Indo-Pacific. Foreign ministers from the United States, India, Japan, and Australia met in New Delhi Tuesday, where they announced plans to jointly build a port in Fiji and unveiled new agreements on critical minerals and energy security. Secretary of State Marco Rubio described the Quad as a cornerstone of U.S. strategy in the region and said the projects demonstrate the group's ability to deliver practical infrastructure. The alliance has faced doubts over its direction after delays to a planned leaders' summit and tensions between President Trump and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Analysts say the latest agreements are aimed at countering China's growing influence, particularly in supply chains and maritime security across the Pacific. Another news. And in East Asia, tensions remain high after another missile launch by North Korea. South Korea's military says Pyongyang fired several projectiles Tuesday, including at least one short-range ballistic missile, toward waters off the country's west coast. The launch marks North Korea's first known missile test in more than a month and comes after recent claims that the country had developed new cluster bomb warheads and electromagnetic weapons. Leader Kim Jong-un has repeatedly said North Korea's nuclear status is irreversible and continues to expand what he calls a self-defensive nuclear deterrent. Seoul condemned the launch, but also renewed calls for dialogue and denuclearization. The test is likely to draw fresh criticism from the United States and regional allies already concerned about rising military activity on the Korean Peninsula. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.